Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Progressing Recruiters Lives Everywhere podcast. I'm Veronica, your host for today's episode, and we've got a fantastic topic on the table today. Joining me is my colleague Isabel, working together with me as a talent attraction consultant. And as talent attraction consultant, it is our daily task to match candidates with their perfect role in recruitment. So I'm very excited to share our insights on this podcast episode with you today. Isabel, welcome.
Thank you, Veronica. I'm really excited to be here and excited to explore the different types of roles within the world of recruitment and try to help our listeners find their ideal match.
Happy to have you on board. And I would actually like to start with the basics. So in your experience, what are the key differences between a 360-degree recruiter and a 180-degree recruiter? So can you walk us a little bit through the distinct focuses of each different role?
I would say the one major difference is that a 360-degree recruiter has to work on two different fronts, working on the one hand with clients and on the other hand with candidates. Whereas a 180-degree recruiter only works with candidates. So basically, what the 360-degree recruiter would do is find their own specific business niche and be in charge of finding businesses that are active in this specific industry or field. And these businesses usually will need people who will join them in several projects or different types of jobs. So what the 360-degree recruiter needs to do now is find candidates who are professionals from that specific industry. The 180-degree recruiter on the other side would only be candidate-facing. So it's a person that is in touch with candidates of their specific niche and basically helps them find new jobs, find new projects, but without taking care of the client side.
Thank you so much for that explanation, Isabel. Now that we have a clearer picture on the topic, let's discuss the different personalities that might thrive in each different role. In your experience, what character traits or preferences, for example, make someone well-suited for a 360-degree role position? And of course, on the other side, what characteristics or personality traits are more relatable to 180-degree recruiting?
That's actually quite a good question, because I think that the personality traits for these two roles are pretty different. I would say for a 360 role, people need to be quite open, energetic, a little bit more on the extroverted side, and really, not scared to pick up the phone, talk to people, good at handling rejection as well, because a lot of times they will talk to people who are not expecting their calls right now. So it needs to be someone who's overall quite energetic and strong-minded. On the other hand, with a 180-degree role, I would say it's fine if the people are a bit more calm and quite organized. It requires a lot of conversations, a lot of finding out what the candidates have done, what they are looking for, also gathering information that can be useful for the 180-degree role overall. I think those would be the main differences. I don't know if you have anything to add to that.
These are really good points that I mentioned. Indeed, somebody who thrives and builds a successful career within 360 recruitment is, as you mentioned, outgoing, quite talkative, person who is definitely not scared to take upon new challenges and who is really, simply put, not scared of a challenge, because it could be challenging to pick up the phone and speak to a COO or a manager that perhaps you've never met in your life. So being outside of the box, simply put, and having this outgoing personality is definitely helpful within that role. And indeed, 180 recruitment, in my experience as well, is really somebody who wants to and builds relationships with the candidate, who is a little bit more on the data collective side and really looks to foster relationship with the candidate side, simply put. But I do believe that having a combination from those two different personalities or traits in this case would make you definitely a successful 360 recruitment consultant when you also need to take care of recruiting your own candidates for your clients' business opportunities.
I definitely agree with that. In the end, for both positions, you need to be good in fostering relationships, taking care of the existing relationships, and also working on new ones So yeah, in order to be a successful 360 recruiter, you need to be both organized, but also quite outgoing and energetic in that sense.
And now coming to a third and different recruitment role, talent attraction, what would you say are the key differences of talent attraction compared to 180 or 360 recruitment as described previously?
I think a lot of people know talent attraction as well under the name of maybe corporate recruitment. And what sets apart talent attraction from 180 and 360 is that in 180 and 360 roles, you recruit candidates for external positions. They're not going to be working in the same business as you. Whereas when you do talent attraction, you recruit your own colleagues. So often you will recruit for all types of roles within one business and take care of finding the right fit for your company and actually have the person joining you and probably being your colleague for the time being.
And how would you describe your day-to-day activities working within Talent Attraction and Tomorrow Group?
I would say it's also a job that requires a lot of organization and proper time management, because it requires, on the one hand, finding candidates for the roles. Specifically at the Moria Bond, we usually look for the same few roles most of the time. And then when we have a specific need in a department, we also add a new role that we might not always be looking for. So usually you would have to look for candidates, qualify them, organize conversations with them. Afterwards as well, consider which team they would be a fit for, help them find out what the right role would be for them, if they would be more interested in something like 180 or 360. And then, of course, be in touch with managers, present them profiles, consult them on what their current needs are, and organize the next steps for the interview process between our candidate and our managers. And the last step of a regular recruitment process would be that if the person has conversations, has all the steps of the recruitment process with us and ends up joining us, also take care that they are onboarded properly in the beginning and try to make them feel comfortable, especially in the first days and the first weeks, helping them with everything they might need.
So it's all about the relationship building, understanding the needs on both sides and being their partner in crime, helping them through the process, but also engaging in their first or elevating their career within the Moria Group, which totally sums up the position in this case. I agree. And of course, Isabel, I have a question for you. You've been quite successful in the role of talent attraction. You're a great addition to the Amsterdam team. I was just curious, how did you determine which part was right fit for you? And what advice would you offer to our listeners who are contemplating their own career choices within the field of recruitment?
That's a great question as well. In my case, I actually started off in talent attraction before joining Moria Bond. And it's because I studied psychology. And I, of course, in psychology, you have a lot of different ways in which you can specialize. And I decided that I found work in organizational psychology quite interesting. So I went into a TA role in a different company and I quite enjoyed it. It was an internship for about 6 months. And once that came to an end, I was actually approached by one of our TA colleagues at Moria Bond. And they suggested the 360 role to me, and I had a few conversations with them, and I realized that 360 isn't really my cup of tea. 360 is really a sales role. You have to constantly talk to people. You have to find your own leads and always talking to all different types of managers, candidates who are not really expecting the conversations with you. And that just wasn't much of my interest. I'm more interested in talking to people who I can establish longer lasting relationships with, people that I can help with finding the right choice for them. And because I had a little bit of experience in that field, I felt like keeping developing myself in TA was the right fit for myself.
Yeah, I understand. And because you have a background in psychology, a lot of our colleagues within the business also come from a background in psychology. Do you think your studies actually help you in your day-to-day job and make an impact to, well, to your day-to-day activities and the conversations you're having?
I feel like people who have studied psychology and decided to go for a direction in social organizational work psychology probably have a underlying interest in combining the work environment with overall well-being in the workplace. So I think the different roles in recruitment could be interesting for someone with that background. Of course, I think it's really important to clarify what the person is looking for. A lot of people who come from a background in psychology want to help others and want to help them make the right choice, find the right fit for them. And people who are interested in that would probably be a very good fit for something related to talent attraction or corporate recruitment, but maybe not the best fit for a role in 360 degree recruitment. Because that is just a bit more fast-paced and not as focused on long-lasting relationships.
Thank you so much, Isabel, for your insights. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in for this episode, exploring these different excitement recruitment roles. We hope you found it valuable and helpful for your guidance to your career choices. And of course, don't forget to hit subscribe for more insights regarding recruitment and the exciting world in Amorio Group. Whether you're 180, 360, or talent attraction enthusiast, may your recruitment journey be fulfilling and you build a rewarding and exciting career within the sector. Thank you.